This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We have a speaker and a shooter, sadly. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney. And it is with a heavy heart that I bring this news. If you haven't heard, mass shooting in Maine, 22 people are dead. What a scene it is. Just a terrible, terrible slaughter at a bowling alley. Plus, there were dozens of people that were injured. Army reservist Robert Card identified in Lewiston as the shooter. They got him on camera just opening fire. He was a firearms instructor. He has been named as the person of interest. His empty car was found. They've got photos of him entering spare time bowling alley at 7:15 East Coast time. They were also called to a bar and a Walmart distribution center too as well. So there's a massive manhunt underway for this Army Reserve's firearms instructor who was sectioned this summer for mental health reasons, and he is the suspect in this shooting, shocking people as he drove up, had an AR-15 style rifle with laser optics, burst into the bowling alley, and then you know the rest, you can imagine, began to rampage. And it shocked everyone, caught them off guard, blindsided, and no way to defend. And it has been confirmed, absolutely, 22 people dead, but almost 60 people injured. Maine hospitals say they're declaring a mass casualty event, and they're talking about the death toll, which may go up even higher. It is so, so sad. Three locations, the bar and the grill that he went to, the Walmart distribution center, although that shooting wasn't on the site itself, and then the bowling alley, too, as well. What's really scary is there was a children's bowling party that was taking place at the time. There were a large number of children, luckily, in the chaos that had gotten out. They were pouring out of the bowling alley, because you can just imagine what that would be like. So it's all about finding him. His face is clearly visible, and there's photos of him everywhere being circulated all over the place. The three places that he went, the directions, were 4 miles in total apart. And it started at the bowling alley at about 7:15, and then, of course, there was the call about the bar and grill. So he got in the car, did the damage, got in the car, moved on again. That's what he did. And then they found the abandoned car about 7 miles from Lewiston where he had opened fire. And, boy, the police were just in different directions trying to find him and scouring the areas, but have not been able to get him yet at this point. Footage shared on social media showed police racing to the scene. And this is this is about 35 miles, to give you an idea if you don't know Maine, north of Portland, Maine, and 35 miles south of the capital, which is Augusta, to give you a sense of where we're talking about. And this is an area where there's a big private liberal arts college that was on lockdown. There were dozens of students sheltering on the top floor of the college library, crouched down among the books. You could see videos of people just running from the bowling alley, running for their lives. The children, thank goodness, I mentioned that, getting out and scurrying, flying out of the door of the bowling alley. So, throughout the show, we'll keep you updated on whether or not there's more sightings of him or they're able to get him. But there are a lot of law enforcement all over this right now trying to find him. I cannot believe it, but it is true. There is a new Speaker of the House voted in voted in, elected speaker. And what do we know about Mike Johnson, the congressman from Louisiana? He actually secured the gavel without losing any Republican votes. The final tally was 220 votes for Johnson and 209 for the House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries. He is definitely a Trump ally. He is somebody who sent an email from a personal account in 2020 to every House Republican soliciting signatures for an amicus brief in the long shot Texas lawsuit trying to invalidate electoral college votes from multiple states. And he failed. He was a key figure, though, but he failed in the efforts to overturn the 2020 election. But he was absolutely a face of that and in a group that wanted to see that happen. And now that we've got these issues that can finally be addressed. Crazy that we have such a great country with nobody holding the gavel for 20 plus days over 3 weeks. But that's history. Now it's about government funding because that's going to expire November 17th. And we flipped the calendar, shockingly, into November coming up next week. And before you know it, boom, the 17th will be here. What is it? They say time waits for no man or no Speaker of the House. You don't have to wait anymore. So the Republican-controlled House will have to work, I suppose, with the Democratic-led Senate to avert that shutdown and also considering aid to Ukraine and Israel. That's super, super high on the list of what can possibly happen in these next few weeks. And you wonder, how did this happen? Just had a lot of unanimous support immediately behind the scenes, etc. So he was voted in as the new Speaker of the House. And things move forward. What will that look like? We don't know. We just know that, boom, boom, it happened. And I know that there was, his name was mentioned before, but the support really, really, really bubbled up all of a sudden because you started to have so many failures of those that just couldn't get the votes after the McCarthy boot. And he fit the bill for getting enough, certainly for getting enough of the votes that he needed immediately to not have another vote, another vote, another vote, another vote. So it's a good thing. I think it's a good thing, I do, because we have to have a Speaker of the House. Let it unfold. Let's see how he deals with the push-pull that you have to deal with when you're in that position, because that's what it is. It's navigating, which can be tricky even when you think you have it down. I mean, this is, you know, he definitely has his beliefs and he definitely has the backing of some of the Republicans, but hey, he got a big chunk of the Republicans. He got the numbers he needed. And now it's about moving forward and grabbing the leadership aspect of being a House Speaker and being able to figure out how you can get through these really rocky next couple of weeks and then into the tail end of the year before you set the stage for 2024, which a lot of things are happening in 2024. So once again, a manhunt underway for the person of interest in the mass casualty shooting in Maine. That's what it's being called. So far, nothing related to this firearms instructor who's named a person of interest. Nothing meaning, boom, we're getting close, we're getting close, we're getting close. Hurricane or not, next.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at mysolarbackup.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney. I am truly amazed by this audience. Many of you have been reaching out to me to ask more on what I call the No Drone Zone. How do you find out about the show or listen to podcasts or guests or even my books? So here we go. Go to katedelaneyradio.com for more on what's shaking in my orbit. To reach me, simply hit the contact tab and send an email. Behind the scenes photos, great video, travels, the dog. Yeah, that's Guinness. He is the mascot. Go to Kate Delaney fan page on Facebook. Kate Delaney fan page on Facebook. Or hit me up on Twitter @KateSDelaney. @KateSDelaney. For any of my books, including Deal Your Own Destiny, Amazon simply is the easiest. Thanks for listening as we talk about what's happening in my backyard and yours and how it affects us. We throw in laughs, cheap movie reviews, the man cave, and authors with some interesting stories to tell. If you've already forgotten everything I've just said, just go to katedelaneyradio.com.
Come by, but you'll find that I'm a good guy. We'll stick with you until the very end. Then much to my surprise, he rolled his head and he blinked his eyes.
Coming up in our next segment, your thoughts on everything from Ford and the UAW reaching a tentative agreement. Wow. Because it's been 6 weeks since that strike happened. When we're talking about cars, not just Ford. We know others are in the middle of this, too, as well. But Ford and the union with an agreement, it looks like, after so many others went on strike just a couple of days ago. Arlington, Texas, outside, a town outside of Dallas, Texas, boom, 5,000 said, forget it, I'm striking. And maybe that was the cow tipping point, right? Okay, something's going to happen now. And something is happening. I got the deets on that. Acapulco, have you ever been there? Well, now it looks like a war zone. Cat 5, Hurricane Otis roared through. It is that nightmare scenario that we've described and that I've sort of experienced around me a couple of times. When I say sort of, not my house, but just down the street, some of the things that happened in the last hurricane. But here in Acapulco, it truly was awful because you have warm ocean water near the coast. You have a storm that intensifies, and then you have landfall. There's the land, and there's everything coming right into it. And so people didn't have time to do much. It just strengthened from what was a tropical storm to an extremely dangerous Cat 5 in just 12 hours. This is the danger, my friends, of hurricanes, which we know. It's that weird tease where you're watching it. What's the where's the cone of uncertainty going to be? And then what's it going to turn into? And especially those warm waters, that's where you're really, really stuck. So it slammed ashore as the strongest storm on record to hit that area and the Pacific coast of Mexico. It's like a burst of power and bore down on that tourist area heavily. tourist area, very popular again. And it is also home to about 800,000 people, so they were on full tilt. It is the nightmare that you don't want to see happen. And we're talking at about 1220-ish, it hits. So now you got 165-mile-an-hour winds. It's 1225 in the morning. And what are you doing? Where are you hiding to get away from this awful, awful wind? So Mexico's president, Obrador, said that his government had no reports of casualties. How about that? I tell you, Cat 5, say it's hitting a resort town. Imagine the exposure to the amount of people that could be in areas that would be vulnerable. You got power lines down. You have things ripped to shreds, but you don't have any deaths reported. Miraculous. I mean, the roads might be blocked by the landslides. There might be material damage all over the place. So they got to assess all of that, clear all of that out. But they don't have any communications right now. There are people that have been doing some preventative work for a tropical storm, and then they get hit by the hurricane, and they're further out. So I looked at video and some photos of it, and all I can describe to you is you would be so grateful that you were alive if you just you were in a better place when it roared through. But it unfolded so quickly. That's what happens to get a Cat 5, those conditions I described at the very, very top of this. And that is the worst case scenario. When you have a storm rapidly intensifying close to landfall, and then you got to make these adjustments to the forecast. But the reality is most people didn't plan for that. They went to bed. They're not planning for it. Okay, well, it's going to be a Cat 1. Cat 1, Cat 5, big difference. 160-mile-an-hour winds. Oh, Otis. Otis, shame on you. Hit and land the way that you did. And they said, too, that this intensification was among the fastest that they've seen in such a short period, in a 12-hour period. All right, there's nothing fast about this, but it is a very big deal that the United Auto Workers, and I said Ford, are on that verge of wrapping it up, because do the math, that's like 41 days, and it's the largest, Ford is the largest employer, and we're talking about 16,000 strikers out. I mean, that's a lot. That's a big chunk of their workforce. So the agreement is they would pay workers at least 25% more between now and 2028. So that's good. That's pretty dramatic, pretty high. If there were other things that they wanted to happen too, when it came to on your feet, how many hours, the turnaround times, that's always a big, big deal. Cost of living, though, is always number one. The adjustment, the guarantees, the pay increases, and the fact that they'll see 30% or more during the life of the contract is significant for those Ford workers. I mean, those striking union members were at three assembly plants, including the largest one, the Kentucky, everybody knows about this one, the Kentucky truck plant in Louisville. So no worries there. Now, remember, there are two other companies that are feeling the pinch of missing workers. And what are we talking about? Think of GM and think of Stellantis, too. So that's another block of people in the auto industry who find themselves hearing about things that are starting to happen with negotiations. But the Stellantis and the GM people are probably feeling the pressure to wrap it up, get back to the table, do what the Ford people have done. But they haven't done that so far. I mean, the big three companies are the innovation leaders, and they have to have the auto workers. I mean, that's the backbone period of the company. They have to have the auto workers. Otherwise, it's delay. Did I say delay? Delay. And on the other end, when it's pretty tight with cars and trucks, although trucks, I would bet, would go faster, you just look, circle around a couple blocks and look at the car dealerships where you are, and you'll find that there are a lot of cars on the lot. So does it mean people are trying to save more? Does it mean that the new cars that are being produced are able to hold off on them? It could be a combination of a couple of different things. Because some of you talked about this in some emails that you sent me. Senator Tim Scott called for the deportation of foreign students supporting Hamas. His take, they're encouraging Jewish genocide as Israel is waging war against Hamas after their surprise blindsided attack. The Republican South Carolina senator was on Neil Cavuto's show. I happened to catch it. And he said, look, students on campuses that are actually encouraging Jewish genocide, who are advocating for murder and supporting terrorism, those students should be expelled from the campus and should have the visas taken, deported from the country. Because he makes the point. And he, of course, anytime you encourage genocide, the elimination of an entire race of people, anytime you support, even if you don't think, well, no, that's not the intent, support terrorism in some way, then you're adding to the problem. So, you know, you're adding to the problem, period. And is there going to be a crackdown on, you know, where would the crackdown be? Where would the crackdown be with students walking out, demanding that Israel cease fire? There's such heavy pressure in that direction. So now you have the call for deporting all foreign nationals, not just students who have expressed support for Hamas and other terror groups. And, of course, there's a U.S. immigration law, which says that foreigners are ineligible for entry into the U.S. if they endorse a terrorist activity or persuade others to do so. They get the boot. They are out. And think about it. 1,400 Israelis were killed in that Hamas attack. 4,300 have died in Gaza. Yikes. Headed to the mailroom for your thoughts in the mailbag.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice, my mother was down with some sort of fever, people at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The conflict between Israel and Hamas has entered its 26th day. Evacuations from the Gaza Strip into Egypt are underway, with injured civilians and hundreds of foreign passport holders, including Americans, among those leaving. Since the war's onset of October 7th, the total death toll has exceeded 10,000 people. President Biden is in Minnesota emphasizing his administration's commitment to investing in rural areas.
About making things in rural America again. And that's exactly what the historic legislation we passed has done, creating new and better markets and new income streams so that generations of rural Americans can begin to thrive again.
Speaking from Dutch Creek Farms in Northfield, Biden unveiled over $5 billion in fresh funding for agriculture, broadband, clean energy, and infrastructure in rural areas across the nation. Dave Collins, USA News.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen
Come
here.
Come on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
Hey, hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop this senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
All right, we didn't have to dig very far. It's just a little bit of a nudge for all of you who want to sound off on whatever it is. You can do that by simply sending me an email, Kate at katedelaneyradio.com, 24/7. All right, I got this one from James who says, "Ah, Kate, so sad to see. Once again, we have somebody who's struggling, and they open fire, this time three different locations, and they can't locate him. So what do you have? Lots of people who didn't expect to go to a bar or go to a bowling alley and die. And then others that are injured and probably in extreme shock. In the end, will he be cornered and be taken out in a firefight? Will he surrender and be taken in?" And it still is about combing a pretty dense area, as I'm sure you know and are familiar with Maine. You've got lots and lots of crews, meaning officers, who are out there searching for him because they know he's armed and dangerous, and they want to be able to take him in or take him down. I mean, that's pretty much what the options are. Again, so sad. What can we say about this? You know, you're talking about almost 60 people somewhere in that ballpark injured, and you're talking about 100 or so officers and sheriff's deputies and anyone in law enforcement part of the manhunt to try to pick him up before something else happens? Because remember, that's part of this as well. And the area is pretty dense, pretty thick, especially if he was super familiar with it, right? I think the most shocking, I'll just say this quickly, the most shocking description I heard, and it put it in perspective. This is the U.S., this is a bowling alley. These are people who are midweek looking for some fun, rolling a couple of balls down an alley, having maybe a beer or soda or whatever they're doing, hanging out. There was even a kids' party. And then this is what happens? Yikes. And people describe people that were walking out of the bowling alley. So you're in your car, you're driving by, and they see people that are just stained with blood, to be descriptive, right? I mean, a blur, a blindside, an awful, 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 awful thing. We move, and there were other people who had similar thoughts. We move from that to this one from Kenny. And Kenny says, Katie, when I look across the landscape and I see that whether he's going to be someone that I would have backed or not, at least there is somebody that grabbed the gavel, as you were calling it, after so many weeks. Somebody has to be put in place, and I suppose Mike Johnson, I don't know that he was a dark horse because he was in a group of people that were being talked about, but he wasn't being talked about that much. And all of a sudden, he's the guy. I mean, he does serve on a committee, so he does get some exposure, if you will, and he is kind of known to be a little bit low-key, so maybe he'll listen to people on all sides of whatever the issue is. And if they were blocking Jim Jordan, nobody was blocking this one, or at least there were enough numbers for him. You know what? He was described as, I asked someone to give me a description of what they thought. The low-key term was used, but also that he was kind of cut from the same cloth as the late Jack Kemp, who could disagree with somebody but not be disagreeable, who could get things done in a diplomatic way. Well, then that would be good. If he can get things done, because you got to fund the government, you got to pass real spending cuts, you have to have no short-term gap funding of the government. You got to throw that out. You can't keep doing that. And there are other things that I would probably add to that list, but those are certainly a couple of them that we've talked about. You know, he is the youngest Speaker of the House, except for Paul Ryan, in 150 years. 51 years old. It sounds so funny to say he's one of the youngest. 51 years old. That's what I'm saying. So he does have a talent for listening, and he can disagree with someone and not completely shut them down. So at this point in our history, where we are, world view, long view, this is a very, very good thing. Johnny jumps in on the Travis Kelce thing, which I can't even believe you're doing that, but how can you not get sucked into the story of Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift, Kate, when all we see at NFL games is Taylor Swift in the box with Patrick Mahomes' wife, could be with somebody else, and they're cheering, 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 and boy, she sure does look smitten. Do you think so? Well, let me see. I'm an expert. Welcome to Loveline. I don't know. It is, you can't help but talk about it in some ways, because it's a skit on TV, it's what they're talking about in pregame shows. You know, I can run the gamut with you on this. But I think from everything that I've read about Taylor Swift is she wanted her life to be more transparent. And so being transparent, if she's dating Travis Kelce, yeah, she's going to go to a lot of his games. She's going to be there and she's going to cheer. And she knows she's going to get some camera time, and that's fine. But otherwise, ixnay that, right? Otherwise, this is from Arch. I love that name, Arch. It's kind of powerful sounding, isn't it? Arch. All right, so this is what Arch says. Wow, drama in the courthouse, not a surprise. Bummer for all of the Republican candidates who probably would have loved to have Trump in the middle of their upcoming debate based on the ratings he gets. And I don't know if you saw this or not, I'm sure you did, Kate, but how about the judge threatening the former president with possible imprisonment, saying that I don't want anyone killed. So Trump got fined $10,000 after the judge in his New York real estate fraud trial ruled he violated a gag order for the second time. Oh, he can't help himself, right? He told reporters outside of the courtroom during a break that the judge and Goron is a very partial judge, with a person who's very partisan sitting alongside of him, and maybe even more than him. So how about that? Pretty big. Trump himself took the stand to explain under oath something he and Christopher Keese, one of the Trump attorneys, each said the comment referred to Michael Cohen's, Trump's former personal lawyer and fixer, who had been testifying, made him get a little bit hot, saying, I think she's very biased. I think we've made that clear. Saying that the judge's denials that he was talking to the press about the clerk are not credible. And I'm kind of surprised by that, because personality wise, I would say it makes sense, but there's some other things that don't make sense, and I guess that's the problem of gambling. That's why all of those casinos have such different personalities. Who are they catering to? What kind of program are they on? Meaning putting cards in slots, playing team games, whatever it might end up being. All right, so Halloween is super close. And what's interesting about Halloween is, do you think, who has more fun, the adults or is it the kids, because of the planning, the costume, dressing up? And there's so much for Halloween, there's so many things you could do. But dressing up is, of course, a big one. And how much is spent on Halloween? A ridiculous amount. Billions and billions spent on Halloween. And people, I think, if they're empty nesters, or even if they're not empty nesters, there is that tendency, I think, to usher in Halloween as the start of the holiday season. So, you know, the Halloween and Christmas and New Year's and whatnot. And that's that lag time in between. You're carving the pumpkin. You're putting up the decorations. Getting that candy ready for the kid who's going to stick his hand in the bowl and grab the little minis and walk off with a whole bunch of them. How much money? Halloween candy, we're talking about that next.
I
Hi, this is Kate Delaney. I am truly amazed by this audience. Many of you have been reaching out to me to ask more on what I call the No Drone Zone. How do you find out about the show or listen to podcasts or guests or even my books? So here we go. Go to katedelaneyradio.com for more on what's shaking in my orbit. To reach me, simply hit the contact tab and send an email. Behind the scenes photos, great video, travels, the dog, yeah, that's Guinness. He is the mascot. Go to Kate Delaney fan page on Facebook. Kate Delaney fan page on Facebook. Or hit me up on Twitter at Kate S. Delaney. At Kate S. Delaney. For any of my books, including Deal Your Own Destiny, Amazon simply is the easiest. Thanks for listening as we talk about what's happening in my backyard and yours and how it affects us. We throw in laughs, cheap movie reviews, the man cave, and authors with some interesting stories to tell. If you've already forgotten everything I've just said, just go to katedelaneyradio.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage, and you should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
About a record $12.2 billion for Halloween candy, costumes, decorations. Where do we get these numbers? The National Retail Federation. They do a survey, and then afterwards it's easy to kind of figure out what that number is. I can tell you in my neighborhood, there's some people that have to be exceeding what their budget is. Maybe they don't have a budget. I can't even believe it. There are so many unbelievable skeletons, graveyards, body bags, scenarios, a coven of witches, just so many unbelievable scenes. Like, people in my neighborhood have scenes that they've developed. And of course, I'm the neighbor who has no scene. no time, no scene. So, where even my brother comes over and he's like, come on, no pumpkin? No, nothing? You got to be kidding me. But because they probably bought everything up. So Halloween now accounts for about 8% of yearly sugary sales, confectionery sales, and 34% of seasonal candy sales, including other candy holidays, which Christmas would fall into that too. it's just a record, all the things that you could possibly spend it on and get. I mean, good for the, maybe it's a good release, right? Good for the people who dive into it. And in my world, I've seen a lot of people go really, really deep on the whole Halloween thing. Yeah. What else is happening in the world that has us all saying to ourselves, wow, really? You know, the whole idea of suing when you get burned by coffee that you get at a fast food restaurant, the drive-through of any of them, maybe a local coffee shop, whatever it is. And there's another one of these stories. I feel like every couple of years one of these stories bubbles up. And there's a woman who burned herself on Dunkin' coffee, and she settled for $3 million. It fell on her lap. And she says it caused severe burns and life-altering injuries. That's what her lawyers say. It happened in February of 21 in Atlanta. The cup's lid was not secured. Oh, that's like me every time I go and get coffee. And luckily, not every time. I'll just say every third time. And I go to this one place, it's a popular convenience store that some of you would know, and they're popping up in more areas. They're called Wawa's, and they're known for incredible coffee. But the whole lid thing, half the time the lid's, is it me? The lid doesn't fit? What is it? I don't know. But I'll see someone that's behind me in line, or the person checking me out, and they'll pound on the lid. That, I don't know. I feel like it's on tight, and then all of a sudden it's not on tight. So anyway, we know that this happens. It caused, you know, the coffee spilled all over her lap. She had to have extensive skin grafts. So she spent weeks at a burn unit in a Georgia hospital. It cost her about $200,000 in medical bills. And, Morgan and Morgan, there was an attorney from Morgan and Morgan, a popular, super popular law firm, forget it, for those kinds of lawsuits, said, the attorney said in a statement, America may run on Dunkin', but our client had to relearn how to walk due to the severity of her burns. Yikes. Saying that, we allege that the spill never would have happened had the drive-thru employee properly secured the lid on our client's coffee cup. See, now that's a case where she didn't have control of the cup. They did, and they put on the lid. Wow. 70 years old when that happened to her. 70 years old. So they did. She did get the money. She did get $3 million in the settlement. McDonald's is currently having another lawsuit with coffee, same kind of thing. A woman in San Francisco is accused of, in a San Francisco location, is accused of serving a scalding cup of coffee with an improperly attached lid, which resulted in the coffee pouring out into the plaintiff's body and causing severe burns after she tried drinking it. Wow. And the plaintiff also said that the restaurant employee refused to help her at one point. Boy, I just have to think that, are there going to be signs that say, you know, it's like when they say in the bathroom, employees must wash hands. Employees must securely tighten the lid of all the hot drinks that we serve, namely coffee. So it, I mean, it does happen. And if they hand you something, it spills all over the place. I mean, and since we have walking video cameras, you just pull out your phone or someone with you, take a picture. But in all seriousness, some of that coffee is so, so hot. I can absolutely see. I mean, the one woman, look, she was in a burn unit and she had to have grafts. So that's not exaggerated. They had to do that. That's what they had to do to get her back and going. Speaking of back and going, if I used to have kind of a mock court that I would do on the air. If my mock court was up and going, this guy would be easy to nail. Sam Bankman-Fried. was going to take the stand maybe as soon as Thursday to defend himself against the prosecutor's claim that he stole billions of dollars from customers and defrauded investors in his now bankrupt crypto exchange, FTX. The lead defense attorney told the court that he planned to call three witnesses as well as Bankman-Fried to testify after he and his co-counsel started to present their case to the jury in Manhattan. So it wasn't really clear whether he was going to testify or not, and he decided to testify, saying that that's a judgment call. It can be risky when you do that, and then you can take the risk out of it depending on how good you are at testifying. I mean, he's pled not guilty to 7 counts of federal fraud and conspiracy related to the collapse of FTX and the other trading house, Alameda Research. But there's been so much really super damning evidence that he's the criminal mastermind behind a multi-billion dollar fraud. Even his ex-girlfriend and other members of his sort of inner circle have cooperated with the prosecution and pled guilty in the hopes of getting a lighter sentence. Right? I mean, look, witnesses have already told the jury that Bankman-Fried ordered them to siphon funds from customer deposits in FX. No fair. A site where people could buy and sell crypto, and they were pushing it down people's throats. You had all those celebrity endorsers. It was on the Super Bowl. I mean, you saw so many of these commercials. And probably the testimony that could take down Sam Bankman-Fried is his ex-girlfriend, Caroline Ellison, who offered a little insight into what he was doing with his companies. You know, he built up Alameda and FTX, which he claimed were separate entities despite much of the staff sharing offices and even living together in a $35 million penthouse apartment in the Bahamas. So she testified that she personally, under Bankman-Fried's orders, misled lenders and the public about the true relationship between Alameda and FTX. I mean, she said in one instance she prepared multiple dishonest balance sheets to present to outsiders in order to mask FTX borrows. Her shorthand for communicating about the funds that Alameda was taking from FTX customers. Wow. The ex-girlfriend nailing it shut. That was probably the testimony that, in the end, takes him down. It was the high life for a while, a very, very short while, and then it was over in an instant. Speaking of it being over in an instant, just another reminder to be safe, be sane, and be happy, my friends.
Hey guys, why settle for poor quality Powdy Arco that's sold by stores and online resellers when you can get Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea at drinksupertea.com or 818-965-9113. The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea is only available at drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.